Well, farmers in WA's wheat belt were bracing yesterday as tropical cyclone Seroja headed inland. There were fears that buildings and topsoil could be blown away. But the damage has been limited and the cyclone has delivered much needed rain to many grain producers. John Hassell is president of WA Farmers. He says most producers have come through relatively well.
In the main, very well, Sally. There have been a few instances, some damage where sheds have been blown away and roofs off houses, which is very unfortunate. But mostly the paddocks have held together because the rain came before the wind, and I think it's been a boon for the crops that have already gone in and a great opportunity for farmers to get seeding into moisture. So in the main, I would say it's actually a pretty reasonable outcome.
How concerned were people yesterday?
Well, I think with the threat that came through and certainly the initial damage that happened to Kalbarri, people were really very worried, but it tapered off very quickly, fortunately.
People must have been quite worried yesterday.
I'm sure plenty of people were worried, and particularly in the northern wheat belt there. And, you know, I would say it would have been really quite hairy conditions for some. Just looking at some photos this morning on social media, a lady said that, you know, they were in the bathroom and they heard a loud bang and went out yesterday morning and found that the entire roof had lifted off their house. So I would have said they would have been quite frightened.
And what about for structures like sheds and grain bins and so on? They can become airborne fairly easily.
Yes, look, there were a few silos blew away. I saw some pictures this morning of silos gone, and I've seen also some photographs of sheds that have completely disappeared from around machinery. Unfortunately, not the machinery inside unharmed.
You were saying earlier about the rain and the wind. One of the worries yesterday was that the topsoil could go, but it sounds like the weather happened in the right order for the farmers.
Oh, yes, it's far more preferable. And once the soil's moist, it actually holds together a lot better than when it's dry. Last year, the topsoil was quite loose, and when the wind came through, it actually chopped the crops off. And some people ended up having to reseed 3 times. I think the way the cyclone happened this year was a far more preferable way for things to happen.
And how are farmers in the wheat belt travelling generally? Some had come out of drought, but also there have been challenges with trade into China.
China situation's an interesting one. It means that people think about what crops they put in rather than putting in barley, for instance. It may be a threat. I think canola's at a very high price and people are switching from hay and barley into canola. And I think the outlook for this year for a good season and also for reasonable pricing, particularly with canola, is very exciting.
So in the east of Australia, the La Nina has had huge effects on rainfall. What does it mean for you in the west?
Look, personally, I usually say, well, if this is what La Nina is, send it my way.
So the rains that have come through on the tail end of the cyclone, have they been pretty well timed in terms of the sowing cycle in the west?
Oh, I'd say most people would think they're pretty perfect.
And how unusual is it for the tail of these cyclones to come through the wheat belt there, John?
Well, this is actually much later and much further south than normal. So a cyclone's usually going through the northern part of the wheat belt and then head east, and this one has come in much further south and much later than anything that we've had for quite a long time. So it's actually set us up for, rather than the finish of the summer rainfall, a very good start for the winter.
So it's something quite unusual in that way?
Well, I think they said something like 50 years since something like this has happened.
So there certainly still has been some damage, but overall not as bad as you're expecting?
I would say so. I think a lot of people were worried about, you know, paddocks blowing away, which is, you know, really, really horrendous to see. And that hasn't happened. So the damage to physical things, but not to human beings. And I think that's the most important thing of all.
That's John Hassell, president of WA Farmers, talking about something of a blessing in disguise, having some rainfall coming into the wheat belt in WA off the tail of tropical cyclone Seroja, which crossed the coast and caused a lot of damage for coastal communities, which will still have quite a recovery effort to come.